You're listening to Vatican Radio. I'm Philippa Hitchin. Relics associated with St. Gregory the Great and St. Augustine of Canterbury will be brought together in Canterbury Cathedral next week as Anglican leaders meet for an encounter concerning the future of the worldwide communion. Part of a precious pastoral staff from the Rome Church of San Gregorio al Celio is being shipped across to the UK on Friday, where it will be on display alongside a rare 6th-century book of the Gospels given by Pope Gregory to St. Augustine as he set off on his mission to take the Christian faith to England. The manuscript is the oldest surviving Latin illustrated Gospel book and one of the most ancient European books in existence. The idea of loaning the relic of St. Gregory just ahead of the annual Week of Prayer for Christian Unity was the brainchild of Australian Father Robert McCulloch, a longtime missionary in Pakistan, who currently serves as Procurator General of the Society of St. Columban here in Rome. Father Robert, together with Reverend Marcus Walker, Associate Director of Rome's Anglican Centre, will accompany the relic on its historic pilgrimage to and from Canterbury Cathedral. Just before leaving Rome, Father Robert came to Vatican Radio to talk to me about the significance of this important ecumenical event.
It's an ivory carved head of a crozier, a pastoral stick carried by an abbot or a bishop. And it's traditionally associated with Pope St. Gregory the Great. It's kept in the monastery of San Gregorio al Celio here in Rome. It's got an association of more than 1,000 years, perhaps 1,200 years, with Pope St. Gregory. We know, of course, that popes didn't carry pastoral staffs then, but the association is there in devotion, in history, in memory, and in veneration.
St. Gregory, of course, so connected to the mission to England and the beginnings of the church in England.
Yes, in 597 he sent St. Augustine, who became St. Augustine of Canterbury, to convert the English after that famous incident, so-called reported, of meeting and seeing the young English boys in the Forum here in Rome. And he said, "Who are they?" And he was told, "They're Angles." And he said, "Not Angles, but Angels." A lovely story, but it doesn't hide the reality of Gregory's concern as a pope at that particular time for evangelization, new evangelization, and re-evangelization throughout Europe.
And so the idea of sending this relic, I suppose we can call it, of St. Gregory over to Canterbury, where did the idea come from?
It emerged during a dinner that Archbishop Sir David Moxon hosted at the Anglican Centre on the 24th of July. Archbishop Moxon is, of course, the personal representative of the Archbishop of Canterbury to the Holy See. Attending the dinner was myself and several other diplomats, and during the conversation we were discussing this meeting which the Archbishop of Canterbury has called of all of the Anglican Archbishop Primates from around the world to meet in Canterbury in January this year coming up. I proposed and suggested that as a sign of ecumenical harmony and unity in prayer and in the level of faith that we share our unity in Christ, that this particular relic that's associated with Gregory the Great, who's so much associated with the history of the Church in England, with Canterbury, sending of St. Augustine, who was the first Archbishop of Canterbury, that this particular relic, this object, it's a beautiful artifact, should be sent to Canterbury. And where that emerged from, it was in my mind that just several weeks earlier, on the 7th of July, with the invitation of Archbishop Welby, Cardinal George Pell celebrated Mass at the High Altar, and I do stress at the High Altar of Canterbury Cathedral. And this was the first time that a cardinal had celebrated Mass at the High Altar since the Reformation, since the time of Cardinal Pole, who quite coincidentally is also buried right at the back of the apse of Canterbury Cathedral.
Now, it's no mean feat, is it, taking a relic, a valuable artefact like this, out of one church and sending it across the sea to England. Tell us a bit about the journey that you'll be undertaking. There'll be a ceremony, first of all, at St. Gregory.
Well, if I could first of all note that when we put it all together, the permissions that were given to do this from both from the Vatican's Pontifical Council for Culture, from the various Italian government ministries, and the assistance of the British government covering insurance, when we put them all together, the permissions were gained and gathered together within 2 weeks, which many people say is an ongoing miracle of Pope St. Gregory. However, the object is valued at $250,000 English pounds. Its historic and cultural value is that from the point of view of as a religious object, a relic, it's without value. It'll be handed to me at the monastery of San Gregorio Celio by the prior, and then I'll be escorted under security to the airport, then be met similarly at Heathrow and travel to Canterbury. And when we arrive at Canterbury, it will be at a time just while Evensong in the cathedral is finishing. At the end of the Evensong, the dean with his clergy and the choir will come to the door of the cathedral to welcome and receive the relic. I think it's going to be a very, very touching ceremony, really.
It'll be on display then, won't it? Both to the public as well as privately during the primate's meeting.
Yes, it's going to be on view to the public on Saturday the 9th of January and Sunday the 10th of January and Saturday the 16th of January and Sunday the 17th of January. And in between that, from the 11th till the 16th, will be taking place the meeting of the primates. Now, during the meeting of the primates, the relic, which is going to be kept in the undercroft of the cathedral, in the crypt of the cathedral, is going to be in a place under high security but reserved for meditation and prayer and reflection by the Anglican archbishops who will be gathered for the meeting.
And it won't be the only important artefact there on display, will it? There'll be other important relics there too.
Yes, Dean Robert Willis, who's the Dean of Canterbury Cathedral, mentioned that on January the 15th, another precious relic, a linkage between Pope St. Gregory and St. Augustine in Canterbury, will be on display, and it's the Book of the Gospels, which Pope Gregory gave to St. Augustine as he was setting out on his missionary journey. This precious volume somehow or other escaped the ravages of the Reformation, and is now preserved in the Library of Corpus Christi College in Cambridge, and is going to be brought down just for one day, the 15th of January. An extraordinary coming together of two very important historical, religious and cultural artefacts, the Ricciolo, the carved head of the pastoral staff, linked with Pope St. Gregory, a symbol of ecclesial authority, and the Book of the Gospels, given by Gregory to Augustine, a symbol of the authority of the Word of God.
Now, these events, of course, are kicking off the Week of Prayer for Christian Unity, but also a very significant year for Catholic relations with Anglicans and indeed with the wider Reformation world.
Yes, it is. I mean, very importantly, it's the 50th anniversary of the establishment of the Anglican Centre Hearing Room, the Centro Anglicano, which for the last 50 years has carried out an inspired and inspiring ministry here in Rome of linking the Roman Catholic Church with the Anglican Church in maintaining a fraternal and ecumenical and a deeply spiritual presence of the Anglican Church here in Rome in relationship to the Vatican, and also as a great centre for study, encounter, fraternal meetings between Catholics and Anglicans. I was very happy in September of 2015 to be able to facilitate the attending at one of the conferences of the Anglican Centre, the Anglican Bishop of Hyderabad in Pakistan, from the Church of Pakistan in Hyderabad, Bishop Kaleem John. He said to me while he was here, this was something that I never expected that I'd be able to do, to be able to come and see, not just with my eyes, but with my heart, to see Rome and to see in a different way and experience the Catholic Church. And he said, what I take back to Pakistan, to Hyderabad in Pakistan, is not just the content of the course which I've done at the Anglican Centre, but the experience of being here at the heart of the Roman Catholic Church. And I believe it's these sort of encounters which go on will be, it's one of the great ministries of the Anglican Centre. And I think it's quite significant that on the day that the relic linked with St. Gregory, Pope St. Gregory, will be returning from Canterbury to Rome is on the 18th of January, which is the first day of the Week of Prayer for Christian Unity. So after the Anglican Eucharist that will be celebrated in the cathedral, the relic will then be handed back to me formally to bring from Canterbury back to Rome.
On its return pilgrimage.
On its return pilgrimage, yes. And I think in a way it's wonderful to see how through this particular object we can recapture the missionary links and the linkages in faith and common heritage and common history between Catholics and Anglicans.